Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we break down leadership and team dynamics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a team and leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're breaking down your blind spots in communication. You may think that you're communicating clearly, articulately, with a crystal clear message, but does your team see it the same way? Knowing your blind spots and where to fix them will help you be able to lead at your very best, communicate clearly with your team, and achieve the outcomes that you're looking for. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research.
Every time that I am around a group of leaders and I do either team development workshops or I'm talking to leaders that I work with day in and day out, a common theme that occurs with where can you get better? Where can we do things differently? It comes down to communication. How we communicate is weaved into everything that we do at work, whether it be through coordinating efforts and tasks, whether it be through passing down information from above, whether it be passing information up to help our leaders make more informed decisions. Information flow is everywhere, and communication is such an important aspect of our work life. You know, think about this. Have you ever sent out a message to somebody and gotten back something totally different? We did this. I had a task I asked somebody to do, and I said, hey, I need a report on X. You know, if you can get it to me by tomorrow, that'll be great. And here's the, you know, what I think we need. And the person took that task and gave something, you know, almost totally different. It was like 180 degrees off, but like 90 degrees off. I had to take a step back and think about, okay, what is it that I asked for? How did I ask for it? What was my method of communication? And I realized that this was done via email. What I thought was clear and concise and brief and easily consumed was, but it lacked some specificity. It lacked some, you know, granularity in the task of what I was specifically looking for. So, you know, as a leader, we have to own those moments where if a team member doesn't give us something that we ask for, we take ownership of looking, well, how did I ask for it? How did I communicate it back and forth? The same can be said for performance. You know, when we look at people performing at work, we have a certain expectation of what it is they're here to do, how they're doing it, that level of performance, and then giving performance feedback. I've had it time and time again where I've had employees who work for leaders on my team come in and say they're upset, they're frustrated, they don't understand what's going on. This is the first time that they've heard that they're lacking in performance. But when I ask the leader, hey, have you had conversations with this person about the specific problem or area that needs to be improved? They say, yeah, I've given them feedback on this occasion, and this occasion. So right there, we have a disconnect. of what is actually being said, what is being heard, what is being acknowledged, what is being accepted. Communication just swirls all around us, and it's never going to be perfect because people are different, but understanding where our blind spots are in communication is going to help us move forward. What I've pulled together today is I dove into a recent Gallup survey and Gallup research on manager and employee communication blind spots. So we're going to dive into some of the top areas, understand what they are, get into the fixes to help you communicate at your very best. So let's look at the first one here. The Gallup survey itself, Gallup, their survey went out to over 1,200 respondents, and they wanted to show where leaders and team members were aligned on strengths and weaknesses when it came to managerial blind spots of communication. And the first, what would be a blind spot, would be giving direct feedback. Gallup found that 50% of managers strongly agreed they're giving feedback to their direct reports every week. Only 20% of employees strongly agreed that their managers were giving them feedback every week. So again, we've got this disconnect. Half the managers think they're giving feedback each and every week. 20% of employees think that they're getting feedback each and every week. So when it comes to managers giving recognition for good work or identifying problems or gaps in performance, we have to be able to understand what the fix is here. For the manager, establishing a weekly coaching habit, being able to understand and use the language of feedback. What's your goal? What's in your way? What can you do? What will you commit to doing? When can I follow up with you on this? Those type of questions, those type of statements are very direct with coaching a person through a performance issue. The same goes for recognition. Here's what I saw you do well. Here's the impact it had on the team. This is what I want to continue seeing you do or helping others do as we move forward. Thank you. Good job. The specificity is there, so that employee, that team member knows they're getting feedback on either something that they need to sustain or something that they need to improve. Meaningful feedback and recognition is another way to fix this. You know, being able to tie your feedback to an observed occurrence of performance or behavior, being able to give them the consequences, the specificity of what right looks like or what they need to continue doing and why, and making it timely, giving them a time-bound sense of when they need to be fixed or when you're going to follow up or when they need to share their knowledge with their team. I like to use frameworks. For me, a situation behavior impact, SBI, is a great model for giving feedback. Here's the situation I observed. Here's the impact it had on the team. Or here's the behavior I saw, and then here's the impact that it has on the team. Here's the improvement that you need. Situation, behavior, impact, and or improvement. Or you could use the desk model, where you describe the situation, you express why it's important, you specify what right looks like, and you detail consequences for either continued, you know, positive behavior or consequences for continued negative behavior. This gives you as a manager a very full picture of what closed loop feedback looks like from start to finish. So you don't leave anything out. So you have a good understanding of having a full conversation with an employee so that they understand and know they've just received feedback. Gallup found that there was a strength where managers were most effective, and this was in response, approachable, and being informed. So with regard to communication, Gallup found that both managers and employees agreed that managers are responsive when things get brought up. They're approachable when their team members want to engage with them. And they stay well informed, right? So these behaviors, though, they're more transactional and straightforward to deliver. You know, good managers, even average managers, are good at staying informed on things. They're good at responding to employees' needs. But these behaviors also have the lowest correlations with employee engagement, because these are kind of, you know, tickets to entry in leadership and managerial positions, if you will. These behaviors are also less likely to elevate performance than other key behaviors like feedback and coaching. This is a place where if you're a manager out there, you need to sustain these behaviors. Examples for responsiveness, approachability, and staying informed. You know, you're responding to calls and messages within a 24-hour time frame. You're approachable with any type of question or content that your team brings to you. You're out and about, and you have that warmth and welcoming demeanor where people can ask you the tough questions and be candid, and you're not going to fly off the handle or be dismissive. You know the projects and tasks that are being worked on your team. You're informed about the work being done, its current status. You have that information available to you. And then you can also emphasize how your work impacts your customers. These are examples of responsiveness, approachability, and staying informed that you can sustain with your team when it comes to communicating with them. One of the known weaknesses that Gallup found was, this is where managers struggle, and they know they struggle, is meaningful feedback, motivation, removing barriers to performance, and discussing strengths. These are the biggest drivers of engagement. Being able to remove what is in your team's way so that they can get work done and giving them autonomy. Being able to provide not just meaningful feedback, which we covered a little bit earlier, but that inspiration, tapping into that intrinsic motivation of why people are here and the work that you're doing, something bigger than you can accomplish on your own. So you have that sense of team and you have that cohesion that's being built, right? The fix, if you're struggling with this, and again, most managers may be struggling with this as a known weakness, is to go beyond the basics of facts and minimum responsibilities. Involve a forward-looking approach. Ask the question, how do we get better? Listen with empathy. Take time to gain your team members' perspective. Be in the moment with them. Listen to what they're saying and identify how they're saying it. Are they asking for help? Are they telling you that they need something? Ask those tough follow-on questions to dig a little bit deeper and not just brush them off. Understand and lean into intrinsic motivations for team members. Why? So it goes back to Simon Sinek. Start with why. What's our purpose? What's the individual's reason and drive to be on your team doing the work that they're doing, and how you can tap into that to link them to the importance of the work that your organization does with who you serve. And then always speaking with candor and compassion. Some of the employee viewpoints around this was that meaningful feedback in the last week for each team member. So if you establish that weekly coaching habit, you're doing that touch point, then you're going to have meaningful feedback. The manager manages in a way that motivates outstanding performance. Are you the person up front that is optimistic, realistically optimistic, that's driving your team to overcome a challenge, it's giving them the resources they need, that's lifting them up and being a champion for them? And doing that, you're removing those barriers to performance. You're giving your team space and the resources and training that they need to go out and execute so that you don't have to be a micromanager over their shoulder. Overconfidence was another area where Gallup tapped into. And this is where managers were overconfident in their own skills. And again, it came back to the delivery of recognition and frequent feedback. Some statistics here I want to share with you. Nearly 60% of managers feel they're doing a good job recognizing their team's hard work. Only 35% of employees shared that same sentiment. So you've got a big disparity of the manager thinking that they're giving feedback and recognizing team members' contributions and what the team members hear and feel that they're getting recognized for. Getting better at understanding what meaningful recognition looks like, tailoring your recognition to the team members or team's needs or their desired way of receiving feedback. Some specific examples here, again, you can be specific and use the desk model when it comes time to recognize your team and give feedback. You can describe what you directly observed, express why it matters, specify what you want to see or what you want to continue seeing, and then give the consequences, positive and negative, of that continued performance, that continued behavior. If we continue down this path, we're going to be able to exceed our fourth quarter goals. If we continue to miscommunicate or operate in a lack of trust, it's going to lead to redundant work, which is going to cost us more time and money, and we won't be able to hit our sales numbers for the quarter. Those types of conversations, link that together. The findings from the study reveal that managers excel at the basics, but they opt out of the top five most important behaviors that drive engagement. Four are known weaknesses and one is a blind spot. So the strongest driver of employee engagement and the lowest rated behavior is weekly meaningful feedback. If you're a leader out there of people, get out amongst your team members. Talk to them one-on-one. Talk to them in the group. Have specific examples of what went well. Have specific examples of what didn't. Have the conversation around performance. Make your team part of the conversation. Give them ownership of what they need to do to move forward. give them recognition directly tied in a timely manner to positive performance and positive results. Establishing a weekly coaching habit, this will provide a natural way to strengthen those behaviors that you need to help your team stay engaged. Routine coaching conversations should include goals, development opportunities, current strengths, and recognition of the good work your team's doing. If you do that week in and week out, you're going to shore up and close out those blind spots when it comes to communication. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, or download and share this with your fellow leaders. We want everybody to have this same information and same opportunity to learn so that they can lead at their best. If you'd like to connect with me, check me out on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. And if you're interested in finding out more about the team and leadership development workshops I offer, visit drwilliamramey.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time you press play.